Early one fall morning in 2017, in a middle-class suburb on the outskirts of Atlanta, Chris Jancheski stood alone, inside the doorway of a home that he had not been invited to enter. Moments earlier, armed Homeland Security investigations agents in ballistic vests had taken positions around the tidy two-story brick house, banged on the front door, and when a member of the family living there opened it, swarmed inside. Jancheski, an Internal Revenue Service criminal investigator, had followed quietly behind them. Now he found himself in the foyer, at the eye of a storm of activity, watching the Homeland Security agents as they searched the premises and seized electronic devices. They had separated the family, putting the father, an assistant principal at the local high school, and the target of their investigation, in one room, his wife in another, the two kids into a third. An agent had switched on a TV and put on the cartoon Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in an attempt to distract the children from the invasion of their home and the interrogation of their parents. Jancheski had come along on this raid only as an observer, a visiting IRS agent flown in from Washington, D.C. to watch and advise the local Homeland Security team as it executed its warrant. But it was Jancheski's investigation that had brought the agents here, to this very average-looking house with its well-kept yard among all the average-looking houses they could have been searching anywhere in America. He had led them there based on a strange, nascent form of evidence. Jancheski had followed the strands of Bitcoin's blockchain, pulling on a thread that had ultimately connected this ordinary home to a very dark place on the internet, and then connected that dark place to hundreds more men around the world, all complicit in the same massive network of unspeakable abuse, all now on Jancheski's long list of targets. Over the previous few years, Jancheski, his partner Tigran Gambarian, and a small group of law enforcement investigators at a growing roster of three-letter American agencies had used this newfound investigative technique, tracing a cryptocurrency that had once seemed untraceable, to crack one criminal case after another, starting small but ballooning into operations on an unprecedented, epic scale. They'd followed Bitcoin transactions to identify culprits from Baltimore to Moscow to Bangkok. They'd exposed crooked cops stealing millions. They'd tracked down $500 million in stolen funds, the fruits of a multi-year international heist and money laundering operation. And they'd pulled off the biggest online narcotics market takedown in history, capturing the market's creator and shutting down his bustling digital bazaar, one that had generated more than $650 million in contraband sales. But even after all of those journeys into the depths of the cybercriminal underworld, tracing cryptocurrency had never before led them to a case quite like this one. That morning's search in the suburb near Atlanta, as Jancheski would later put it, was a proof of concept. From where Jancheski was positioned at the front of the house, he could hear the agent speaking to the father, who responded in a broken, resigned voice. In another room, he could simultaneously hear the Homeland Security agents questioning the man's wife. She was answering that, yes, she'd found certain images on her husband's computer, but he'd told her he'd downloaded them by accident when he was pirating music. And in the third room, he could hear the two elementary school-aged children, kids about as old as Jancheski's own, watching TV. They asked for a snack, seemingly oblivious to the tragedy unfolding for their family. Jancheski remembers the reality of the moment hitting him. This was a high school administrator, a husband, and a father of two. Whether he was guilty or innocent, the accusations this team of law enforcement agents were leveling against him, their mere presence in his home, would almost certainly ruin his life. He thought again of the extra-dimensional evidence that had brought them there, a tool like a digital divining rod, one that revealed a hidden layer of illicit connections underlying the visible world. He hoped, not for the last time, that it hadn't led him astray.